Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now here's your host, Alf.
And we're on, and welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, the only show that we do live every single week on our Discord, OnlyFans. If you want to become a member of that Discord, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you become a member there for $3 a month. And of course, we have a store now, okay? We got t-shirts, we got mugs, we got hoodies, we got all kinds of things on there. We even have coffee, okay? Now, if you want to go check out our stuff at our store, you go to onlyfins.printify.me/products. And check out all our designs out there. And to be quite honest with you, our designs are better than everybody else's, okay? Go check out our sequel to our Miami Tua 2020 shirt. It's McDaniel Tua 2024. Okay, check out our Greatest Show on Surf t-shirt. And of course, our McDaniel t-shirt, which has been very well received. That one has a lot of great art on it. If you see other people's t-shirts, you see that they sell them for $26.99, $29.99, even $21.99. We don't do that. We don't care about margins. We just want people wearing our stuff. You could get those t-shirts for $17.99. Yes, you heard that correctly. $17.99. And it ain't no crap either, okay? They're Bella Canvas t-shirts, the highest quality possible. The art is impeccable. Go check out our designs. Quite frankly, our designs are better than everybody else's. Not to be arrogant about it, but yeah, our designs are better. Okay, so go check out our store. That's at onlyfins.printify.me/products. All right. There's a new champion in town, and it's not the Dolphins. In fact, forget a Super Bowl. The last time the Dolphins won a playoff game, since then, the Marlins won a World Series. Okay, they won in 2023 in New York, of all places. The Panthers just finished getting their first Stanley Cup, all right? The Heat have won 3 championships, been to 7, which is kind of cool. Now, they got a soccer team. That soccer team went out of business, which was the Miami Fusion. Then they got a new one, Inter Miami. Then they got the best player in the world. And they're likely going to win an MLS Cup this summer. So you're talking about every single franchise in town would have a championship before the Dolphins have won a playoff game. If that's not embarrassing enough, I don't know what is. But wait, there's more. This team found a quarterback for the first time in about 25 years, really. Okay. Since that quarterback's been in town, they've had 4 consecutive winning seasons, 2 playoff berths. With him at quarterback, they had the number 2 offense and then the number 1 offense in the NFL. And now they're going to haggle over God knows what, okay? Because Jeff Darlington did that thing. He went on that TV and, you know, take my word for it. There's nobody better connected than Jeff Darlington. He walks around that place like he owns it. All right? He's well connected with the Dolphins. Jeremy Fowler, by the way, very well connected with Tua Tagovailoa. Not that he's really well connected with Athletes First, but he's probably very well connected with the family because, you know, all you really have to do is just go on his timeline and you look at what he's broken as far as the stories he's broken, like the last 3 years. He's first on every Tua thing. You know? So, Jeremy Fowler is in pretty good with Tua. Jeremy Fowler last week said things are going to heat up. They might even heat up this week. Maybe he was talking about the Panthers. You know, after losing three in a row, they were going to win the Stanley Cup on Monday. But he said things were going to heat up. They're in the ballpark. Then Darlington comes out, sounds a little bit pessimistic. And then today, Adam Schefter said, you know what? All you people are having way too much fun with this Tua shit. I'm going to get on there with my own story. And Adam Schefter said, oh, it's going to get done. It's just a matter of when. More likely right before camp or maybe even right before the season starts. You know, which is kind of vague. But, yeah, I think that there are some hard deadlines here. I don't think this is something that happens week three of the NFL season. I don't think so. I think there's a hard deadline here, and I think it'll be imposed by Tua. And get ready to pay if you don't have a contract in place before the season starts. Preferably, you want a contract before the first preseason game. I think that's my drop-dead date, before the first preseason game, because Tua is going to have to play that first preseason game. And if I'm Tua, I'm sorry. You don't give me a contract, I'm not playing a single snap in the preseason. Not a one. I'm not going to take an ankle injury for your team when you don't believe I should be the long-term quarterback here. And I'm sorry. If I am in Tua's shoes, you know, and this is true. And mind you, all of this can be absolute bullshit. All of this could be absolutely wrong and right before camp, which is my bet, by the way, okay? Like, if there could be odds on this, I would bet it, okay? I'd bet that Tua has a contract before training camp starts. And if I could bet it really, really close, I'd say a day or two before training camp starts, okay? But if I am Tua, okay, and I have some experience in this, I've been tried to be contracted before for jobs, and sometimes it's not about the money. Usually it's always about the money, right? And usually when you say that it's not about the money, it's about the money. In this case, it's not. It really isn't. It's about what the money says, okay? It's about what the money says about you and what the money says about the money that they gave Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff is that he and they are the man. What this is saying about Tua is, I don't know. If that's your attitude, this would be my attitude. If I was Tua Tagovailoa, I would tell him, here are my demands. I want to be paid more than those two guys. Okay? I want a guarantee bigger than those two guys. It has to be ironclad. You guys decide on the structure, but the guarantees have to be ironclad. They're mine. All right? Oh, and here is your deadline. The week of the opening day game, because I gotta prepare myself, right? You know, I gotta prepare for the Jaguars. So we start preparation for the Jaguars on that Tuesday. So you got that Monday of game week against the Jaguars to have my contract. And if you don't, well, deadline's done. There is no more. I don't care what you offer me after that. Trade me. At season's end. And hopefully, you know, I have a great season. We win the Super Bowl, because that will be my addition for the Raiders or the Saints, who will have cap space by then, to pay me the money that you thought I wasn't fit for. We are that close to something similar to that. They've jerked this kid around since he got here. They finally, you know, stopped jerking him around. These last 2 years, they gave him support with teammates and coaching, and he performed. If we believe any of this stuff, that they're haggling, they can only be haggling about one thing, structure. There's no way they're haggling over money, because if they're haggling over money, you're talking about $10 million in real cash per, not even per season, for the life of the contract. Because there's no way they're offering him Daniel Jones money, right? So if you want to slot him in even behind Herbert, then that means that you're haggling over shit. And you deserve another 20 years, 24 years of obscurity and no playoffs. And I'd basically, if I were Tua Tagovailoa, I'd say, screw you. I'm going to a free agency. Trade me. Oh, you're going to tag me? I won't play. I'll form a complete stink just like Lamar Jackson did. You think that that worked out for the Ravens because he got a contract? They threw away a season. They threw away a season with a playoff team. Everybody who's anybody knew that Lamar Jackson could have played that year. Remember that year that they almost beat the Bengals in the first round with Tyler Huntley, of all people? You don't think that they beat the Bengals with Lamar Jackson? I think they do, because Tyler Huntley was driving them to try to win the game at the end of the game. Okay, they had a lead for most of the game. They threw away an entire season. You think throw away an entire season, especially when your best players are older, like Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill, and you waste a cheap year of Jalen Waddle, and you know you just signed Calais Campbell. You think that that's a good idea? So that report that we saw from Jeff Darlington was not encouraging. It suggests that this team hasn't learned too many lessons. It suggests that Brandon Shore and Chris Greer like their cap more than they like winning. Simple as that. But I'm not going to go too overboard, because the real deadline, like I said, is training camp. Then there's another countdown past there. So the first deadline is training camp. Nothing gets done, then the first preseason game. Nothing gets done then start being nervous. Because then the next deadline is the opener. And not even the opener, it's opening week, that Monday of the season opener. And I don't think they want it dragging till there. You have your books in order already, okay? You can have a deal now. You want to take your time, you want to get it done right before training camp, you want to have a nice little press conference before training camp, cool. Then get it done right before training camp. In my opinion, that's the real hard out here. But it must get done. It must get done. Don't be stupid, Chris. And not Kaufman. Talking to Greer. All right. I'm going to bring somebody up. There was a couple in the queue. We lost one in the queue. I guess I went way too long on this monologue. But Dundee, an old favorite of ours. By the way, Dundee, when I bring you up, congratulate me. I'm a champion. Again. All right, you're up. Identify yourself for the audience, so that way they know who you are.
Yeah, I feel hardly worthy to talk to you, such as your prowess and championness.
Yes.
This is Dundee Dolphin. Hi, everyone. I'm shocked to be in the company of sporting royalty.
Yes.
You were incredible.
Yes. Four
Those
times over.
Images you post every game have done the trick.
Yeah. Four times over, I'm a champion.
Yeah. if only I felt that was on the horizon for the Dolphins.
It could be, but we're haggling over a million here and a million there.
It feels small, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It feels dumb.
I have loads of questions about that, and you covered quite a lot of it, but I try to think strategically about the organization and how a thing like this happens when you build a house to be crowned with a particular type of roof, and then you haggle about the value of the roof.
Yes.
When you can only have that roof, that's the only type of roof that fits, and you risk wasting all of your investment. Sorry if this is a stretched analogy, but you risk all of everything you've built for that. I got to think that at some level it comes down to Ross. Is that crazy thinking? Like, surely he would step in. If he wasn't behind it, he would put an end to it.
Well, he trusts Brandon Shore because, first of all, he's really, really good at his job. And he trusts Chris Greer because Chris Greer's already won one power struggle here. Okay. So he trusts them to set the direction. Right now, Chris Greer has his hands on the wheel, and Brandon Shore has his hands on the checkbook. Okay? I'm pretty certain that Stephen Ross is feeling just like I am, which is, I don't care until training camp. Then my eyes get a little open. You know what I mean? And once the first preseason game comes, I'm really intrigued. And that's probably when I place a call. If I'm Stephen Ross, I'm placing a call like on July the 27th, the night before training camp, to Chris Greer saying, what's going on? What are you guys doing over there? How come we don't have our quarterback under contract? You know? So, yeah, I would say that that's the real hard deadline. And your analogy is absolutely right. You got travertine, Mexican, the finest Mexican travertine flooring. You bought the most expensive latex paint that you can find. The best furniture from Italy. And you decide, you know what? How's a tin roof sound?
Yeah.
You know, it makes absolutely no sense. Square away this team. Your finances are already in order. You still have some levers you can pull to try to put some more money up front if you want to reduce his cap charges going forward. Okay, you could pull that Tyreek Hill lever. But it feels dumb. It feels like this is something that can linger and, you know, you might not necessarily get the best Tua that you want in a season where you're essentially pretty much all in. Who the hell goes out there and signs all these 1-year contracts for all these vets? Okay? And you
for the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get these guys discounted. Calais Campbell's here for the minimum. That guy made $7 million last year, okay? So he made nearly seven times last year than what he's going to make this year, all right? You got Odell Beckham Jr. taking a discount to play here. Marcus May is on the minimum. Jordan Poyer's here for $2 million, all right? You got all these guys here discounted, and you're going to nickel and dime the quarterback. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. What are you saving the money for? So, I have two guesses. One guess is the worst, which is they're actually haggling over a few dollars here and a few dollars there, which is absolutely stupid, okay? And my other fear, which is not as bad as the first, is that they're probably quibbling over the structure and how the money is paid and how the injury guarantees and the incentives and all that stuff gets laid out. But there should be no way, and I mean no way whatsoever, that they are haggling over the dollar amount. Because that is just dumb. It's just dumb.
Am I not right in saying that the dollar amount is the easiest thing to manipulate? You have 3 years of guaranteed money, and then the unguaranteed money, you make it gigantic to increase the average. And everybody reports the average, and Tua looks great, and everyone's happy.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's
the formula, right?
Yeah, that's usually how agents get everybody happy. You know, you get the money that you promised, and then you get it done. You know, so yeah, I would say, you know, it. That's probably the least of the problems. There's just no way, because then that's incompetency. Because how can you just sit there? Look, the market's the market. The quarterback said so. All right? And you're going to say, yeah, you know what? How's 51? Yeah, that's just stupid. That's just dumb. You know? So, and especially haggling over $2, $3 million when, you know, the cap is going to go up, you know, 7-8 times that in the coming year. So, no. They have to be haggling over the structure and injury guarantees and so forth. Yeah, it can't be the dollar amount.
I also like what you said. Sorry, Alf. I also like what you said about the Ravens. I think that's a great analogy, that there's so much riding financially on the other members of the team that risking a sit out for a year or even just two watching his back and not playing at his best just for a few million dollars. It's easy for me to say a few million dollars.
Yeah.
But ultimately, there's so much other money that could go to waste.
Yeah.
Instead of just paying that to two. Yeah, I think that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
What do you think Darlington meant when he said that he was told that the deal wasn't like Lawrence or Goff? Because they're quite different deals, apart from the APY number.
Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe it's a little bit longer term thing that they want to do with Tua to try to really keep his cap numbers low. You know, that's something that I thought of, and it's kind of counterintuitive, right? Because most people say, "Oh my God, you know, you want to make the contract short because he's had injury issues before, right?" But maybe you want to make the contract longer because he's had injury issues, and that way you could reduce cap hits in future years.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm wondering what this is about. I am dying to see the numbers. Okay. If it's July 28th and then they say, "Oh, boom, we signed Tua Tagovailoa," and it comes out and it looks exactly like Trevor Lawrence's number, I'm gonna laugh my ass off, because that means that this was all an entire waste of time. Okay. Because there's no way they're going to spin it. How are they going to spin it? He wanted more, and we brought him down. You know?
Yeah.
So, all right, man. You got anything else?
Thanks very much. That was reassuring. No, that's plenty. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Let me get to some of the questions in the chat. And if you guys want to ask more questions, you could put them in the chat. If you want to come up, you could just raise your hand, and I'll get you into the queue so you could talk to me in person. First questions: are the contract negotiations out of Greer's hands? Oh, it's always in his hands. Or is it Brandon Shore that is settling the ceiling on the contract? Brandon Shore is the numbers guy. He's the one who's actually sitting there with an agent and talking numbers. Greer just sets the direction. But Brandon Shore is the one that actually works the contract with an agent. Next question: what are the cap implications? Because, yeah, we already covered the first part about Ross. What are the cap implications of Tua playing on the fifth-year option? Well, the cap implications are simple. He plays on the fifth-year option. If I'm in his shoes, I ask for a trade at season's end. Okay, Dolphins still have one hardball card to play, which is the franchise tag. The franchise tag is going to be about $42 million, maybe a little bit more. But let's say $42 million for the sake of argument. That $42 million is an entire cap charge put onto your cap. As of right now, you're $12 million over. So now you're going to be at $48 million over, which means you're going to be pretty much in the same cap situation that you were this season. So essentially you say, you know, writing's kind of on the wall. You say goodbye to Javon Holland. So franchise tagging Tua, you can do it. You know, for the wait a year crowd, if it makes you feel good, but you lose Javon Holland. Likely to the Buffalo Bills. They got cap space, by the way, at the end of the season. Wouldn't that be nice? Javon Holland can intercept Tua in his final year as a Dolphin to clinch the division title for the Buffalo Bills. Wouldn't that be cute? So those are the real ramifications. Can they keep Javon Holland and franchise tag Tua? Sure. And then you cut Tyreek Hill. There has to be sacrifices, people. You cannot intentionally put yourself at $48 to $50 million over the cap as of right now and not have to trim somewhere. Otherwise, maybe you extend him and you could put some of that money into this year. Lower the cap charges. Keep his cap charges way under 20%. Keep him somewhere around 15 to 16% for the first 3 years of his contract. Okay? And you could have your little run here with this team that you built for 2-3 seasons, okay? Before you have to start making some choices. And Tyreek Hill probably retires, and Teron Armstead retires. So you do get some cap relief from some guys that are naturally going to rotate out of here, okay? But that's the way it goes. For the wait-a-year crowd, there are consequences, okay? There are consequences. Next question, when is your horse running? What is your betting suggestion for that race? My horse is running, Classic Cut, is running on Friday at Horseshoe Indianapolis, or Lone Star Park, I believe. Yeah, Lone Star Park. He's at Lone Star Park. He's running 6.5 furlongs in the dirt. It's not usually what he does. He's a miler on the turf. But Steve Aspison knows what he's doing. I'm not a horse trainer. I just know about horse racing. I just think I'm a horse trainer. So I'm like one of these owners that thinks they know they can coach the team, but they don't. So I'm like Jerry Jones. So my betting suggestion, I would lay off. He's going to be doing something. First of all, he's coming off of a pretty big layoff. Remember, he had the injury issue, and then he was gelded. So, you know, my betting suggestion would be to lay off. I think he's going to be a favorite, okay? He's going to be a favorite. He has impeccable breeding. You know, he is who he is. I think he'll be a favorite in the race. I wouldn't bet him. I would damn sure bet him the second time out after this one. I think this is a work race. He is training spectacularly. And maybe Steve Asmussen, he always finds speed in his horses. Maybe he's found something in Classic Cut that we didn't know he had. And he's going to be good going shorter distances. But we shall see. But it's Friday. Next question. Let me see what's in the Tua contract negotiation. Who has the leverage? When are you having a quiz to win merch? Yeah, for the quizzes, we have a defending champion that's still out there. Okay. We have to get a sponsor. Our sponsor, we have one, will return for the season. And our defending champion of Dolphins trivia, Dolphins and NFL trivia, will be defending his title then. Okay. But till then, we do. About I haven't announced the sponsor, and I can't announce the sponsor until the deal is done. But they'll be covering the expenses for all the merch and the prizes that we give out in our trivia contests. As far as who has the leverage in the Tua contract negotiations, for now, the Dolphins. But every day that passes by, it moves more into Tua's court. And like I said, once you start counting down toward the season, all the leverage moves into Tua's favor. Unless you're going to play that game. And depends really on what kind of person Tua wants to be. If he's like me, okay. Like I said, I'm you know, when you're younger, you tend to really care about money. And money tends to essentially rule your world and make a lot of decisions for you. Not me. Not anymore. You know, I'm 50. So, I love money. I'll tell you that right now. I absolutely adore money, but not in a contract negotiations. I don't really hold out for every single dollar because I need every single dollar. I'll hold out because of what the money says about me and about my services. And that's how these professional athletes think about it. Once you get into that upper stratosphere of quarterback money, okay, it's about what the money says about you. It's not necessarily because Tua needs another house on the beach, okay, or needs a Ferrari. No, it has nothing to do with that. And an insult's an insult. And if you don't think these guys, that of which there are only 32 in the world, and to be quite honest with you, there's not even 32, okay? There's really like 22 to 24 real starting NFL caliber quarterbacks in the world, okay? If you don't think these guys got an ego, and if you don't think that they got here through ego, then I don't know what to tell you. So, you don't think he knows precisely to the dime what Trevor Lawrence got paid and what Justin Herbert got paid and what Joe Burrow got paid for that matter? Of course he does. What Jalen Hurts got paid? His backup? Yes. So, remember, it's not about the money. It's about what the money says about you. Now, at least first, yeah, it's all about the money for them. You know, they're trying to get every single dime that's laying anywhere. All right, next question. If Kader Kohou struggles again, this is a good question. At the beginning of the season, do you think the Dolphins would trade him to a team that runs more man coverage? That would assume that a lot of teams are really in on, you know, Kader Kohou tape. He is cheap enough, and he did have a pretty good reputation as a rookie where he would have some trade value. But I would say no, because he's just too cheap. He's a good contract. He's a good player and a good contract. They'll find a way to get something out of him. And then at the end of the season, they might move him, you know. But I think he's here for the duration, at least for the season. All right, next question. Do you think part of the complicated structure could be working out option bonuses like the Jalen Hurts contract? Precisely. This is a smart guy. Or this is a guy who's actually been reading stuff that I've posted on OnlyFans. And, of course, remember, OnlyFans, discord.gg/OnlyFans, $3 a month. Absolutely. Those option bonuses makes it pretty friendly to put teams around Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. I would think that that's probably a good idea. You know, I think that's probably a pretty good idea with Tua's contract as well. So that's a very good observation. It's a great question. Spectacular statement. Very, very, very smart. It's the truth. For those who don't know, go to Spotrac. Look up Jalen Hurts' contract. Really interesting structure. pretty smart if you want to keep rolling that dice down the road and keep kicking that can, you know, eventually, you know, until that can rebounds off of a wall and hits you in the head. All right, next question. What sports will get you through the summer? Well, I guess Copa America and UFC. All right. This is a statement. When grinding the tape, that is Kyle Krabs, friend of the program. He does a great job with Locked On Dolphins. Laid out his blueprint for the contract on Locked On Dolphins. He followed that structure. It makes a lot of sense because all the payments can be spread across the contract from a cap perspective. Absolutely. That is the truth. I guess people are making a lot of statements here. NFL contracts, especially multi-hundred million dollar deals, are not just some wave of the hand approval with zero due diligence or risk management. That is the truth. That is absolutely the truth. All right. If you guys don't want to put any more questions in the chat, I think we could call it right here. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers and all of their fans. All six of us. Okay. As I'm fond of saying. So congratulations to us. There's a parade on Sunday. Okay. God knows we need some feel good on the Dolphins as well. You know, hopefully the Dolphins are just saying, you know what, let the Panthers have their week. And then next week we'll just, you know, we'll get serious about the business of winning in 2024. And let's sign our franchise quarterback to a long-term deal. But till then, we will be here every single week, all throughout the season. We will be on here every single Wednesday. On Fridays is the off season. Me and Marek Brave and I. That will be a lot of fun as well. We got plenty to talk about. Again, congratulations to the Florida Panthers and all of their fans. All six of us. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFans Q&A Live.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.